do manage money. Charles manages a portfolio for us. And so, you know, one of the things, and we came across this actually when we spoke with the lady that does the blog, The Broke Millennial, and she grew up learning money lessons, you know, which has made her really a success now. But essentially, you know, a lot of folks are finding themselves in this situation. You're getting ready to be an empty nester, and there's some valuable lessons that you should impart, I guess, you know, on your child. And so there was an article, and this one, obviously, this was in Market Watch this morning, as a matter of fact. And so what the author of this article did is he actually reached out to some of the top money managers and financial pros and asked them what some of the biggest lessons, you know, that they taught their kids. And I'm just going to start from the beginning, because this one is actually Katie Hill. She wrote a book that's called The 30-Minute Money Plan for Moms, How to Maximize Your Family Budget in Minimal Time. Oh. And she says one of the first things that she taught and is teaching her child is how to understand debt right from the get-go, what it is and how it impacts you.
Well, yeah, and you know, I would say, you know, so many parents should, I mean, why do more parents not have these lessons with their kids? And the answer is, they probably never learned them themselves. You know, kids oftentimes learn bad habits from their parents. And so, you know, the best way to break that cycle is to learn this stuff yourself and then teach your kids and then tell them, hey, when you have kids, teach your own kids this someday. But yeah, I mean, understanding debt is really the biggest deal. I mean, judicious use of debt, you know, to buy an affordable house, to buy a car if you need a car for work, I mean, that's very sensible. But, you know, taking on more debt than you absolutely need will set you back. I mean, it will potentially ruin you. So yeah, I mean, just understanding debt, you know, what it is, what it does, what it means to pay interest rather than receive interest.
Exactly.
You know,
and what
that,
she
that's
suggests,
a very big deal.
She suggests taking something that's very relatable to like a teenager or something, or to the child, taking a number or something, and then plug that number in and show them that if they're just making a minimum payment on something, that this is how much more you're going to pay for that, but make it relatable to them, because then it's probably going to stick. Another one of the lessons, and this has to do with knowing what you expect to earn before you go out and borrow against it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another deal. Just the basic concept of living within your means. I mean, if you know that that first job out of school, you might be making, just make up a number, $40,000, you're not going to go borrow enough money to go buy a $1 million house. I mean, that's just, it doesn't work like that. So, yeah, teaching them just the basic, you know, the basics of, you know, what does a monthly payment look like if you borrow this kind of money for something sensible like a house. Just make sure you're borrowing an amount you can service. And, you know, for things like furniture or car stereos or whatever, just stuff that's less important, don't borrow at all for that. I mean, just save your money and pay cash.
Well, and lesson number three, this comes from David Osborne. He's an entrepreneur. He also wrote another book. It's called Wealth Can't Wait. And his lesson is save, and then save some more. And, you know, I know it's difficult for people. It's difficult for a lot of families, you know, when things aren't going well. It's sometimes difficult to have money left over, but there are ways to do that.
Well, there are, and one trick that I've always used is you just have two checking accounts, and, you know, you have your employer just siphon off.
That's a good idea.
Call it, yeah, I mean, just 5%, 10%, whatever it is. And you just have them divide your paycheck. You put the bulk of it into your primary checking account. You put the rest of it into this other account. And you just try not to look at the other account. You keep it at another bank if you have to. Do whatever you have to do just to keep it kind of out of sight, out of mind. And then have that be the account you use to save for things like, you know, a down payment for a house, a car if you need it, you know, whatever. You know, have that be, or just savings. Just have it be your savings for retirement. But it's easier to save if you don't see the money. If you kind of keep it out of sight, out of mind, you just kind of find a way to do without it.
I think that's a great idea. And I actually do have a bank account at another bank that has had some money that I maybe go there once a year. And another thing that I do, and I'm sure a lot of people out there do, is kind of the set it and forget it. So sure. I just have like an automatic, maybe it goes, you know, so much goes into my savings account every month out of one check, and then so much goes into my IRA, you know, out of another check.
Yeah.
And,
well,
like,
and if you,
you're not seeing it. It's not in your hands.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you know, if your company offers a 401k plan or 403b, you know, like one of those, you know, company retirement plans, they make it easy for you. They just take it out of your paycheck. You don't even have to do anything. You just tell them what percentage to take out and they do the rest. Now, if you don't have a 401k or if you're already doing that and you want to save in other ways as well, then what you're talking about, you know, having it be automatic, just, you know, or tell your company payroll to just automatically siphon it off, or if, you know, once it hits your main account, you can do that yourself. You can just siphon it off here, there, and everywhere. But yeah, the more automatic you make it, the more likely you are to stick to it. And it's like anything. I mean, it's hard to proactively make yourself do something. It's mm-hmm. far easier to do something if it's a default. So if you create a set it and forget it deal where this is the default, this is what's automatically happening unless I proactively do something to stop it, you're much more likely to actually do it.
Another one of the lessons is learn how to cut back. And I know I have a hard time doing this on certain things, but I can cut back at other areas and actually know that if, you know what you've spent, because if you've spent more than you made, then, you know, there's the big red flag for you. So if you can understand that inflow and outflow of cash, you can actually figure out where you need to cut.
Well, and this is an issue too, particularly, remember, this is advice for young people. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems is that, you know, if young people are used to living with their parents, well, their parents are older. Their parents are probably 30 years older than them. They're at a different stage of life. They have more money. So the kids are used to living a certain lifestyle under their parents' roof, and they think that they can do that on their own, and they can't. They're not at that stage of life. So, you know, teaching your kids, you know, hey, this is the lifestyle we have now, but when I was your age, you know, I lived, whatever, I walked to school uphill in the snow both ways, you know, whatever. I mean, just
bullets overhead.
Be reasonable, but, you know. Well, you know, just, I mean, kind of explain, hey, you know, when I was your age, I lived more modestly, and give some examples, and then, you know, help your kids do that. I mean, maybe live that way with them for a while. Live more modestly to teach by example.
Do you give your kids an allowance?
Not yet. They're still a bit young for that.
You don't trust them yet with the money, but you'll be imparting.
Not yet.
Well, Charles, thank you so much. Folks, thank you so much for tuning into the show today. I know it's, you know, it's a short work week. Charles, you're going to be back on with me tomorrow. And anyway, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Folks, go out. It's going to be a tough day, but go out and make yourself some money. There's got to be a way out there. And we will be talking with you tomorrow. As Mike Robertson always said, God bless you and your family.